Right now, we, me, are at the Waffle House, baby, in Florida. Two shows Saturday night. Hung out, took some photos, shook some hands, kissed some babies, and exit stage left around 30 minutes down a highway, doing 30 miles an hour all the way to the Waffle House. Oh. Come on in. You see. Family.
Come on, guys.
Come on in.
Always home.
Yeah. Oh, home, yeah. Oh, so here we are, man. We are at the Waffle House, man, doing another podcast. I'm hanging out with John and Daryl, two web app
mobile developers.
Two guys I met who are actually developing my new iPhone app and Android app, the Robert Kelly app. These guys are pretty badass. They came down to the show tonight. Came in this morning, actually, this afternoon, to show me some of the cool shit, and came to the show tonight. And now these two fellow fatties are throwing food down. You're fat. When you're with us, you're fat. And we're hanging out at the Waffle House, playing the Waffle House theme song in the background.
I had no idea that the Waffle House had a fucking theme song. It was awesome.
Come on, man. Always home.
That's John.
Right. John.
Daryl here.
And John takes care of the design. Daryl does the...
coding, mobile development.
All the fucking boring shit.
Right. Nice way to sum it up.
Equals
ABC. Yeah, fucking 97 times equal times 3, 4, 5 smiley face makes the app fucking turn on. I don't know what it does, but thank God for you.
All right, so there should be two microphones on that iPhone. But now with Talon. Now, let me ask you a question, you guys.
Yeah.
I met you guys. You guys are ONA fans?
Huge ONA fans.
And you guys contacted me. Is this the second Waffle House song?
I played two. I can go pick another.
No more. No more.
No, I can't take it.
What, another song, a real song after this one?
This one's like a, oh, Johnny Cash just took a maple syrup shot right to the nose. Oh. he's sneezing maple syrup.
I have... What are you talking about? I have a Johnny Cash t-shirt on. The one where you give a fuck you. And I'm such a fat slob that I've spilled egg on Johnny Cash's face. And now maple syrup.
This one was good because it was like those wings where people see Jesus.
Oh yeah, you got it. That's Candace, right? Candace, our waitress. Podcast. Sweetheart. Right now we're chowing. I mean, stuffing our fat faces. John got the waffles
with. Oh, that's not good.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. No, I'm fine for right now.
The waffles with waffles.
Hang on, the phone fell off the sugar that I was balancing it on. That's how great my podcast is. We're in a Waffle House, and I was balancing my iPhone on a fucking sugar container.
So if we had an Evo, you could have put it on a kickstand, but, you know, we don't have, hands down, the best phone on the market.
How about
right
you?
Now.
Yeah, well, my Evo is on the charger back at the hotel room.
Yeah, it would have been a 10-minute podcast. I think the Evo uses a 9-volt battery, doesn't it?
Uses a mouse on a wheel.
Now, so tonight's podcast, we're going to talk about my iPhone app. maybe talk about some technology. As we're stuffing our faces at the Waffle House. Well, you guys are done, so now it's just me. It's kind of uncomfortable, but I don't care. And you know I shouldn't even be eating this. I told you that today.
Yes, with the syrup upon syrup.
Yeah.
On the waffle.
Oh, my God. It's like a Gallagher show. Food flying everywhere. Oh, my God, I'm a pig.
That shirt's getting doused in syrup.
No, this is not the first time. Now, you guys live where?
Up in Tampa?
Tampa, yeah.
Tampa area, Tampa Bay.
So you guys, explain to me, like, hang on 1 second. Hi, sweetie.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. You closing?
Yeah, I work 24 hours.
Okay, all right.
I work till 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning,
9
shit.
9 p.m. till 7 a.m. Wow. And this is my Friday, so
nice.
My daughter had turned 2 today, so I had a birthday party. So I haven't slept in about 65 hours.
65 hours?
Yeah, almost.
That's like a Navy SEAL.
I know.
You haven't slept? Wait a minute, stop.
No, I'm sorry, I slept 2 hours this afternoon before I came in.
So 60 hours you haven't slept?
A little over, yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think that's good.
No, I know. But when I go home, I'll be out for 10 hours.
10 hours? How about 10 days?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have 2 little girls. I'm a single mom, so it's hard to get home at 7 and then sleep, you know? So, but my mom and dad help me when they can.
Right. My mother used to get a cage and put me and my sister in a cage.
Good idea.
With a little, one of those little bottles that you'd suck on to get water
like
out of. Like a gerbil. Yeah, we had little wheels and stuff. And like the cages connect, we'd have to go through little tunnels.
That's cool.
So she could sleep when I was a kid.
Really?
You should look into that. Yeah, I think you get them on Amazon.
Yeah?
Yeah, check it out. Just don't tell anybody. Yeah. So, Daryl.
Yes.
Since I love that. First of all, I want to explain what Daryl looks like.
There's no need for that.
He looks like a Norwegian fisherman. Now. Not like back in the day.
He's out of the game.
Like what he would look like now. Like if you went to Norway.
I could integrate with Norwegian people quite easily.
Yeah, like you catch exotic sharks. And then smoke the meat in a barn somewhere.
His garage has like shark mouth, like teeth, like Quint from Jaws.
You know he has a dumb wool hat with a plastic like visor on it.
Thank you for letting me be on your podcast, Bobby.
Oh, you got it. Well, I met you guys, and John looks like every guy who's given up. He looks like every fucking stepdad in the country. Not like a real dad because his sperm is dead, but a stepdad that had to, like, he met the hot chick after. She, like, got married and had kids and ruined her pussy. And then she dumped a really cool guy because he was a dick. And then met John.
I'm batting cleanup.
Yeah, John is the nice guy. He's the nice guy. He really hates his stepkids. He'd love to beat one of them and fuck the other one. You don't have stepkids, do you?
No.
But we're hanging out here. Oh, somebody put a different song on. I think I might get another waffle.
Cool. What, you got skills.
Two waffles? It's not that bad. Anyway.
With the eggs and bacon. No judging. Fucking,
maybe get another hash brown.
The fucking egg snot was epic, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of egg snot. I like my eggs over easy, but sometimes they undercook.
That was like raw, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of snot in it. And if you said snot, I would have puked. I don't like the snot. Yeah, it's basically what an egg is. It's a chicken fetus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was an achy, breaky heart.
Oh, yeah. I chose achy, breaky heart. I wanted, a eclectic selection. For the podcast.
That's
Bobby's podcast.
Yeah, we're in a Waffle House. Yeah, why Waffle House. Why not?
Wow. You can break your heart with playing at Waffle House.
So, Daryl, explain to me what you're doing with this app that you put on. Just watch how his voice changes. See how he's like fun and lighthearted.
Business. Yeah, now we get business, Daryl.
Yeah, now we get fucking aristocrat, Daryl. We get the fucking Norwegian Daryl.
Well, let me tell you what we're doing with the app.
right?
Well, it's you know, it's a lot of people just put out apps that
right
have stuff or content that's accessible anywhere.
Right.
With your app, it's going to be exclusive content.
Right.
That you know, I'm really selling it well, but that exclusive content you can only get in the app, and it's not going to just be your basic Twitter bullshit. It's going to be. Can we cuss on your podcast? Is that good?
Yeah, it's my fucking iPhone.
Fuck yeah.
What do you think? AOL's picking this up?
Beep.
Dude, there's going to be
iTunes.
Four people listening to this. You, him, and two other people you know.
My parents.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about this podcast. Everybody has a podcast now. Everybody's a successful podcast. Did you hear fucking what? Want to be on my podcast? Everybody's a podcaster, which is basically a radio show.
Yeah.
But, you know. And it's look, I was doing this shit fucking years ago. Me and Colin Quinn were doing it from my phone. We wound up having 20,000 listeners on our podcast. We were sixth in the country. It went Dane Cook, P. Diddy, Madonna, and then us.
Wow.
You know what I mean? From literally just, I would record our phone calls at night.
That's Robert Kelly and sometimes Colin Quinn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So all these people started coming up with these podcasts, literally building studios in their basement.
Anthony.
Well, you know, look, Anthony, I get it because he's a fucking gazillionaire.
Yeah.
And he's single and he's going through a midlife crisis. You know what I mean? You can't buy that many guns. It's called an army. You know what I mean? So, and he does radio. He's on one of the best radio shows. You know, get it.
The best.
But, you know, you got regular dudes who are like, you know, changing their two bedroom into a one bedroom to make a studio. You know what I mean? Hey, this is three guys in a douchebag podcast. You know, it's all crazy names. But I have no problem with. You know, some of them are actually cool and fun to do. But, you know, I'm doing this from my iPhone.
At a Waffle House. With achy, breaky heart.
Yeah, that's my producer. You're my producer on the show.
Thank you, yes.
You put 50 cents into a fucking jukebox.
A dollar, thank you.
Right, I'm sorry.
Six selections.
You get a dollar for this
you
shit.
You can actually put that in your resume. I'm a producer of a podcast.
Yeah.
But that's why I like doing these things. Because people, look, and I'll listen to any talk radio. I'll listen to anything. And it's actually good that it went out because now it will hear us better. But
there's still more songs coming.
Because you're gay. But
if there's Shakira, man, we're going to have...
No Shakira. There was Garth Brooks and...
Oh, Jesus.
Friends in Low Places. Yeah.
But, you know, this is what technology is all about to me. I mean, you guys are fucking nerds like me, but...
Johnny Cash.
Nice. Fucking my shirt. Yeah. Egg and fucking syrup. But this is what it's all about, is that being able to fucking sit in a Waffle House and record something that's halfway decent that someone else somewhere else can, on a phone... can listen to in around fucking 20 minutes.
That's on your app one day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is going to be on my app too, my podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. So, John, you basically do the design. You're coming up with the look of the app.
Yep, the look and feel and navigating people around and getting them where they want to go inside the app.
Right, which is going to be great. And I've seen a little promo of the app, and it's pretty badass, man. I mean, the dates aren't just dates. It's going to be the functionality. It's going to be, you know, you're going to want to go to the app and fuck around with it and show other people. And you know, there's going to be original content up there exclusively for the app, video, text, and photos that just goes to the app. And there's going to be, you know, all the other stuff. I mean, my CD is going to be up. We're going to have a soundboard up there of all kinds of crazy shit. We're gonna have a fan photo up there. So,
Bobby out in the wild.
Yeah, well, all these people, you know, you've seen tonight taking photos.
Yeah.
I want to get all those photos so people can go to the app and see themselves on a fuck. I'd love to see myself on somebody's iPhone app.
Yeah,
imagine going to an app and seeing a photo of you on there and fucking. That'd be, I mean, to me, it would be cool as shit. So,
and it's what when it's released, it's gonna be the best comedian app available.
Really,
I guarantee it.
Really? That's good.
3SD Development guarantees that.
And that's the company.
That is.
Right.
Nice little plug.
Right.
No, but it's what we're trying to do is, usually with any entertainer, it's you just show them dates. Like, I'll be here at this time.
Right.
You don't give them access to setting it on their calendar of calling the actual venue to buy tickets and going to the venue's website to buy tickets.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is put all that functionality in one spot, and that's in your app.
Right.
It is, they'll be able to get the address and get directions to the venue.
Right.
All within the app.
That's great.
Call the venue, go to the venue's website. So, I mean, that's just the tour date section.
Right.
That's not even talking about the map.
Right.
Which is going to be kind of a fun little thing to play around with. Because it's not just going to be a regular old Google map with push pins on where you're going to be.
Right. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be cool, but it's going to be rock and roll, but not too fucking... It's not too cool for school.
Right.
Which, you know, even my website now is a little too cool for school. You know, it's a little rock and roll, but it's totally opposite of my old one, which was pretty much a cartoon strip, which was cool. I've seen some of the best websites ever. I had a website seven years ago, where a mini me, we videotaped it like on like a green screen type thing. This was back in the day before nobody had this. Nobody. People's websites were basic HTML websites. I had one where I walked out on the top of my website, okay? I grabbed the mic out of the stand. I blew on the top of the mic, and it went up in the air and formed all these balls around me, like exploded. And then each ball was a menu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the middle of the page was a ball, a liquid ball. I'm not talking, when you went over it, it turned into liquid. And my face was in it. It was crazy, dude. Crazy. My Asian web guy, that's what I call him, my Asian webmaster, is nuts. I would come up with these ideas and I would tell him to do it and he would just do it. And this website was crazy, dude. It was nuts. Someone actually said about me, Bob Kelly's website is more famous than him. That was my MO, because I had these crazy websites. That's why, I mean, working with you guys, I know what I want. I know how things should look. I know how the functionality should be as far as what I need out of you guys. But you guys have been great, too, because you guys can accommodate what the fuck I want, except... When I do slow creep, what the fuck was
it? Scope creep.
You use your dirty nerd fucking technology.
I had to learn that one when I started with these guys.
What is it again?
Scope creep is when at the initial onset of a project, you set the requirements.
Business Daryl, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Business Daryl.
Sorry. You know, you set the requirements. You set the timeline for the application. And as you talk to the client, the requirements change. They're like, wouldn't it be cool if,
right?
You know, or you know, they just keep adding functionality, which increases the timeline, and thus you don't meet your deadline.
Right. That's also called being lazy on your part. How's that?
That's it.
How's that?
You're the client, so yes, that's correct.
Scope creep. Go fuck yourself.
I didn't. Well, when I emailed you about scope creep, I didn't want to dumb it down.
Right.
And like. Like, because you're a tech guy.
Well,
you know tech.
Basically, you're saying is, dude, don't be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you're saying.
It's me being a fucking piece of shit pain in the ass that doesn't know how complicated code is to write and just whipping shit out there. Wouldn't it be good if the app could fly? Do you know how much code that would be? Right, I get it.
Well, I remember at one point in our conversations, basically you said I was killing your buzz. Like, it was, you'd come up with all these ideas and get all excited about it, and then I would just come in with, you know,
scope creep.
Yeah. And just kill it.
Yeah. But, son of a bitch. But, as I mean, I saw the little, what is it called?
The beta?
The beta version of my app?
It's proto, alpha. I would even go alpha.
Alpha?
Yeah.
And that's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard anybody say. He took beta and made it nerdier. I'd go alpha.
Yeah, I'd definitely. Yeah, it's definitely more of an alpha than
Omega. Yeah, I mean, we're almost at Omega.
Yeah.
Shut up. First of all, alpha is better than fucking beta douche lips. And I don't like that you're wearing a curtain in a shitty hotel in Florida. He's wearing a bedspread you'd find a comfort in.
It's a nice, you know, it's a trust.
That's what all the Norwegians. That's what all the Norwegians wear.
Southwest Florida.
Yeah. He's on vacation.
Oh my God, he does. He looks like a fucking. He looks like a
vacation
He looks like an Amish serial killer.
Oh shit!
Because he has the Amish beard. He has the beard and the little goatee, but no mustache. You know, like, you know that trick. He
I can't grow one.
Right, if you got one of those magnet faces, where you would
slap that shit up.
Excuse me. Can I get some more coffee, please?
Alright, so we just got interrupted the podcast by Patrice O'Neill. He's calling me at 1:30 in the morning. That means something somewhere. Either he saw a movie that was really good, or some bitch. He fucking trashed somebody, and they fucking... And he kicked somebody out of a show.
Thank
Patrice
you.
Patrice O'Neill, one of the funniest guys on the planet Earth.
No, I'm good, thank you.
I'll take some. Yeah, I'd love some. Thank you, Candace. We're in the Waffle House. We've run out of music, but...
There's nobody here.
So let me ask you... Yeah, this is the best. This is the greatest thing. We're the only ones in the Waffle House.
This is our Waffle House.
This is great. We should just get more waffles, but you guys are pussies.
I'm fucking out.
All right. How many did you get? Two?
I got two, but we had a pretty decent dinner at Captain Ryan's. So.
I didn't. How was the food?
Good.
So you guys went to the show tonight. Right? Is this your first time seeing me live?
No, this is my second.
Mine, yeah.
Where did you see me?
2-3 years ago at Tampa Improv.
Tampa Improv. And were you whatever you are?
What am I?
The Codex?
Yes.
Were you an alpha?
I was the developer then.
You were developer?
Not mobile. I started mobile development a year and a half ago, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, I remember I played the Tampa Improv. That was crazy. That was a few years ago.
That was a great show, too.
Was it?
The best. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I still, there was a, I mean, I know I told you this before, but there was an older gentleman sitting second row with a large group, and this older gentleman wasn't paying attention at all, and you were going into your, the difference between how males pee and females pee.
Yeah.
And the guy's just looking around, then you just walk up to the end of the stage and just mimic a female peeing. And mimic you peeing in his face.
Really?
And the guy's just still oblivious to you peeing in his face.
Right.
And it was so hilarious.
I don't remember having a great time at Tampa, man. I remember being, it's dangerous. Ybor City's crazy.
Yeah, Ybor gets a little crazy after dark.
Yeah, and the room is just this fucking tiered, two-stage, fucking weird.
And we got to look at the top of Jimmy's head a couple weeks ago. We were upstairs.
Yeah, it's like fucking weird, man.
Yeah,
actually, tonight, this Marco Island is... last time I was here, it wasn't as good as it is this time. Tonight was great. It was good. Your mom came to the show.
Yes, she did.
Right?
Yeah.
She was good with it.
Yeah, but she laughed every second.
Yeah, she's a dirty woman.
Yeah.
Good. And your dad is, too.
Wow.
So now, how do you guys know each other?
Through our other partner worked with Daryl at a day job, so I met Daryl through him, so we really just started working together in this company. So,
and what else do you do?
I'm a graphic designer, print designer, have been so for 15 years, you know, in print shops, doing brochures, business cards, posters.
Right.
It's where I started, so this is all new to me as well. I've kind of learned it as I go.
Really?
I don't think it shows, though.
I like anything else, I look around, see what other people are doing, try to learn from them without ripping them off, but, you know, just...
Well, that's what I used to do with my websites, dude. That liquid ball I was telling you about in the middle of my web, I stole it off a German, like, company site. I don't even know what company it was a German company that had this liquid ball on the front of their page. I was like, I want that. Yeah. And he went in and, like, just took the concept and made it mine. So that I think that's what... technology and internet and all that shit is.
I've been an iPod and an iPhone user for a couple of years, and you know, I knew what I liked out of an app, so I just figured, you know, just learn from that and figure it out as I go.
You're being modest. You're an Apple fanboy.
Oh yeah, I am. But,
well, I mean, you have an Evo.
Yes, I'm an Android fanboy.
Right, which we couldn't do the iPod on because it would be dead.
Yes, it's at the hotel room charging.
For the record, the Evo's had to charge twice today.
Right. And for the record...
But it's got a kickstand, so that's good.
It's got a kickstand and an 8-megapixel camera. Hands down, the best place. The best phone ever, right?
Other than the iPhone 4, exactly. According to Robert Kelly.
Well, now, are you guys friends? Like,
We are now.
Yeah.
Like you're friends now? So you became friends?
Yeah, we really met through this project.
We started the company in October of last year.
Right.
And we definitely had our outs in the beginning.
So you like each other?
No, I don't think it was ever that. It was just learning to work with each other.
Right.
I have
a certain style, and John's more laid back.
And you're aggressive.
If Tony Robbins was a developer, it would be Daryl.
Yeah, he's really like fucking, guys, come on, man, we can do this. And you're just like, yeah, all right, man.
A little different, but I'm not to the point where Steve considers somebody lazy. It's just a little different, you know.
He's laid back.
Laid back. Try not to let shit bother me.
He works his ass off, but he's laid back. And I'm more, when I get...
If I send you an email and I said I contacted Bobby about this or that, 10 minutes later he would email me and go, "Has Bobby emailed you back yet?"
Right.
That's what I'm. That's what
I get
did.
Excited. You know. Right.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. That's why. But you're like, hey, don't worry about it. And he's like, fucking, dude, what's going on?
Yeah, I really believe Bobby's ready to email me. He'll contact us. I don't want to be a pain in the ass.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, there's somewhere in between. It's good. We check each other. So,
yeah. And. You know, and working, because we've never worked together on anything. And we barely really even knew each other when we first started.
Nah, he was just another guy that liked hockey that we went out to a couple bars, you know, through friends, and we met at a bar.
You like hockey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like hockey.
Can I just explain something to you guys, please? Don't get mad. Hockey is... What happened to it?
What are you talking about?
It's just a fucking shit sport.
Why? Basketball is a shit sport.
Look, I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to say that but it's better than hockey.
No.
Dude, what hockey? What happens?
What happens in basketball?
I don't know.
You can watch the last
really
2 minutes.
Really tall black people running around. It's fucking. It's interesting, if anything.
I'll just get into
those. The dancers are nice. The little sideline thing.
Yeah, but what does hockey do? Tell
is
me.
Is there something wrong with your
tea,
sweetie? Did you not like it?
Oh no, I'm still drinking it.
Okay.
I was just having some coffee.
Okay. He's considering another waffle too. I
am considering another waffle.
You want
no.
Here for you.
The chocolate chips were a nice touch, if I might add.
No, I don't.
We also have blueberry and strawberry.
Oh, and pecan.
No,
and
I like just the plain old. I'm all right for now.
Okay, just let me know. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, son. Yeah, hockey is. I mean, look, I don't want to put any fucking. I like shit. Like I like the Olympic hockey because you know what I mean. But the hockey season. All right. Let's put it this way. Back when Neely and Bork were playing, I don't know if it's just because it was Boston, hockey seemed to have this other, just this edge and coolness to it, and it was just
expansion.
It was just a great thing, and then all of a sudden, man, the strike happened.
Yeah.
Well, expansion in like 92, like 90, the first wave of expansion, and where they added Tampa and Ottawa and all, and Florida Panthers, and then
yeah,
they
what great
Nashville
hockey players are out there right now?
Well, that's the thing, is the league is kind of not watered down, but I mean, there's
you know,
a
there's
lot
no
of
Gretzky
talent.
Anymore. There's no.
Well, you got like Crosby winning, you know, the people winning the trophies with like 107 points for a season. Lemieux won the scoring title with 169 points. Gretzky had like 200 points in a season.
It's a different style.
Yeah.
I think the goalies have adopted a different style of play where a lot of them used to just stand up. And now, what, they're hybrids, they're both
butterfly. Butterflies when they go down and, like, they do the leg spread thing. They drop down like that on their pads.
Yeah.
Where the old styles, you just have goalies just would stand around and do this.
Right? So now they're better goalies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And equipment,
pads are
equipment's
bigger.
Better.
Pads are a lot bigger.
Pads are bigger. Gloves are bigger.
What happened to the laser puck?
Oh, that fucking
thing. That box thing.
I actually kind of like that, though.
That's for fags.
All right. Well, listen. You know what? Hockey's for fags. Because, I mean, they don't even show fights anymore, dude.
Well, that's Gary Bettman's fault. He came and pussified the sport, the commissioner.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean,
the
it's
fucking
like
instigator
nobody
rule
gives
is
a
ridiculous.
Fuck about the Stanley Cup.
That.
You know, look, let me tell you something about basketball.
Nothing compares to playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
Are you?
I'm very sane.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the ratings it gets. What channel
it does.
Is it on?
The ratings have gone up every year.
What channel is it?
It's on Versus. NBC.
It's on Versus.
And Versus.
NBC.
Yeah.
Versus.
And it's still got good ratings.
Listen to me.
The highest ratings in years.
Yeah. Do you know what baseball or football gets?
Do you know what basketball gets?
You know what Lakers Celtics got?
Football's different. Football is.
Shut your face. It's a better sport. All of you, just stop defending it. it stinks. Something happened to it. It used to be the shit. The Stanley Cup used to be crazy. The playoffs used to be crazy. And then something happened where it's just like, ugh.
That's still crazy.
It's like watching soccer. It's ice soccer.
That's my theory on why hockey doesn't pick up in North America is with every other
but
sport.
But it did. It not, was, dude.
Dude, it's getting higher ratings than it ever has. Ever. Yes. Don't look at me shocked.
All right. Well, look, I hope hockey comes back. I hope I can get back into it. I hope something happens. Because you need somebody. You need a Tiger Woods to watch golf. You need, yeah. You need, you know, a fucking, a Kobe Bryant to watch basketball. You need these stars. There's nobody in it. It's boring. You don't know who it is. The black people playing it now. What's up with that? It's crazy. It's a crazy. It's not. It's a puck goes back and forth. And oh, it's icing. Oh, he's got a penalty. 2 minutes. Gives a shit.
That's a good point.
Well, I used to like it a lot back when Neely was playing and Bork and holy shit, I used to love it. It was intense. Intense.
That's too bad Neely got put out of the game.
Yeah, it was crazy, but now it's just like it just died. It's like fucking watching fucking retards drool. No offense, I would like to get back into it. You play hockey?
He's got hockey sticks in his car.
Can you play hockey?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
He plays a lot. Yeah.
Really?
Ice and roller.
What?
Ice and roller.
I used to play roller hockey. Me and Billy Burr used to play every day, like on cement.
Yeah.
And we used to like push each other into cement walls. We used to get way carried away and like just so competitive. Oh yeah. Shit, oh this guy just fucking fell.
Oh he's
yeah he out. Fell no, alright well it might be time to get out of this fucking it's 2 o'clock and the bars are fucking opening up yeah, closing and it's this Waffle House is gonna be
well, let's see we got a guy inside. Falling outside of Waffle House. We saw a girl puking outside of the club. That was awesome.
And yeah, now we're gonna go to Walmart.
Oh, right, and Bobby's got to buy underwear at Walmart.
I do. I throw my underwear and socks out at least once every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. So. Yeah, we're good. Thanks, man. Yeah.
And the guy that fell is requesting that the curb be lowered outside.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll go out there with a sledge and, you know, take a couple of chips out of it for me.
You gotta love the fucking Waffle House, dude. You gotta love it. Alright, so we're gonna pay the check, we'll smoke a butt, and we'll finish this podcast outside. Alright, so we're outside now. Smoking butts. Or Swisher Sweets.
Cigarillos.
It's a Swisher Sweet. You sure you're not fucking from Norway? You're somewhere where they fucking hunt exotic birds in the mountains.
No, I'm Polish.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you, Italian,
right?
Yeah. Itself.
Yeah.
How old are you, dude?
36.
36,
yeah. Fuck, I forget. When you're that old, you forget how fucking old you are. It's pretty bad.
Dude, I actually thought I was 37 the whole year I was 36.
Yeah.
I would tell people I'm 37, and they found out it was my 37th birthday. And I was like, fuck, dude, who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's at this point.
I'm 40, I think. I'm 40 this year. October 8th. You can get me a present. But,
sure. An iPhone app. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. I can't wait for my iPhone app.
We can't either.
This thing's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what if it just duds out? What if new technology comes out and it's just fucking, it's like you can, like an app that makes apps and you can customize your apps and every comic goes out and makes just crazy, awesome apps.
There's actually already a comedian out there that's used a service like that. And it's a template service.
Wow.
So, like what we're doing with yours, where you can update your website and it'll update within the app.
Right.
You can't do that with the template.
Really?
So, it's basically a cookie cutter layout, cookie cutter look, and it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Fucking technology's crazy. I fucking love it.
Yeah, the weirdest shit is, like, people waited in line for our phone. Next year, they're going to be waiting in line. I mean, it's just fucking next month, they're going to come out with something new.
Wait in line.
Yeah, I did. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, you had your connection.
I had my assistant call up and say, and use every credit I had. Use all of Norton's credits.
Nice.
And they fucking, she went through three managers at the Apple store in Manhattan. And she kept going, get me another manager.
Did you go to the Fifth Avenue store?
No, I went to the other one, 68th.
Okay, because I've been to the Fifth Avenue. That's the glass one, right?
Well, they're all glass.
Oh, okay.
But that's the 24-hour one, which is crazy.
24-hour Apple store?
24-hour Apple store.
I'd never leave.
On 58th and 5th. It's crazy.
I just never understood what you do in an Apple store. Just play around with computers.
No. Actually, I don't anymore. I just go in to look and see if there's software or accessories or something, like earphones or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got
some,
the new...
Some people just go there and they fucking play with... They check their email and shit.
Yeah.
And like
the security there is crazy at night, though. It's all undercover cops.
Ah.
And they're fucking just like...
Did you hear about the guy who went to the Apple stores and was doing the slide the jailbreak trick on all the phones, all the demo phones?
Did he really?
It was pretty funny. He jailbroke like almost all the phones in one store. I don't know which one. It was somewhere in Denver or something.
Oh, fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
He's just going to ruin it for everybody. Then we go to they're going to have them under glass cases now.
Yeah.
But Apple's a fucking genius. They have their own store. I don't know why anybody would buy a fucking stupid Dell. What do you got?
Computer-wise?
Yeah.
MacBook,
yeah.
It's a good development computer because it can go both ways.
Yeah, I can do Android and iPhone on it.
Yeah, dude, fucking Dell. Ugh, you got to call up India if something happens, and something will happen. Yeah.
Well, some people just think about the bottom line. They want to get something cheap that works decently. And
you get a Mac for $1,000.
Yeah, but companies are like, we need to get a lot of computers in here. We got to make sure that we cut costs and bullshit. But they'll spend that money on service and, tech support and other shit. So, right? I mean, is that how it goes? You buy a cheap computer, you're going to end up getting it fixed anyway. I mean, you've worked in the field.
Oh, I don't know. I zoned out there for a little bit.
Oh, right.
I'll agree with you. Yeah, that's how it works.
He zoned out.
Tell me more about the Alpha.
The Alpha, yeah.
Alpha build.
I actually think one of the coolest pieces of technology is out right now, and when they incorporate it inside the phone, which they already have in some phones, but I don't think it's there yet, is the Pico projector.
I actually saw a camera. A camera now has a projector in it.
Yeah, which is good, but again, it's the fucking... when you can have the phone in one, and it does all that shit together, you know what I mean? When you can be on my phone right now and then project a fucking movie on the back of a fucking plane seat or on a pillow in a hotel room from your phone.
Yeah.
Or you can be... You know, you want to show people photos and shit, just shoot it up on a wall. That's fucking crazy, man. You got a fucking a YouTube video that's crazy. You want to just show a bunch of people at a fucking bar. You can shoot it up on a wall. That's fucking crazy.
Broadcast one guy, one jar on an office
wall. Ugh, oh, my God. But the best one out there is the Microvisions. Show X... Elite X, have you seen that one?
No.
It runs on, look, I fucking know more about shit than you, and you guys are the techies, fucking faggots. But it's a laser projector. So the most Pico projectors use the bulb, the lamp, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that really hot.
Well, you have to focus the thing. They're mini, they're small, like the Cinnamon, they're all fucking real small. But you have to focus it. You have to have a focus button. The laser one, it's always in focus. So it can be on two different surfaces and still be in focus. Oh, I just fucking did a fucking waffle hiccup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, it was heartburn. Heartburn, puke, and a fucking hiccup at the same time.
You got some egg snort?
Ugh. But, yeah, and Apple won't do it. I know they won't fucking do it. They won't put it in until it's perfect, cocksuckers. Until they own their own fucking projecting company. They fucking, ugh.
Yeah, they'll buy somebody.
Yeah, but, I mean, the fact that the iPad didn't come with a camera is fucking ridiculous.
They do that shit all the time. They release one, and they wait, and then they release something that should have been in the first one, and people will get excited about it, and that's just how they, whatever.
Well, what, the new beta of iOS has some leaks in there about a 7-inch iPad coming out,
yeah.
And a CDMA iPhone coming out.
Yeah.
Because they have these codes, like iPhone 3.2, and they point to devices that actually haven't been released yet, and, camera, you'll be able to do FaceTime over Wi-Fi using iPod Touch.
Right.
Because the new iPod Touch is supposed to have front-facing camera. So.
Right.
Yeah, those, the faceplates got leaked out of Taiwan
something? Yeah, there's somebody who's making a case or something for it, and they're like, oh, wow.
Well, China just made a fucking case for the new iPod, that makes it into a phone. Yeah, so you can have an iPod and then fucking plug it into the case, and it becomes a phone.
Huh.
How like crazy a magic jack case or something?
Yeah, no, it's a case, and it has the fucking SIM card in it, and you can just plug an iPod into it and make your own fucking iPhone and use whatever. That's crazy. You know, that's fucking nuts. But I'm telling you, this projector shit, if when they have it in a Samsung, I think. They have it in a couple phones, but when you can have a projector on your phone, and they can do it now. Like, there's actually a thing out there now that you can project the phone on your arm. Okay, you project these images on your arm, and you can control the phone from your arm. Like, on your arm. Like, touch the actual, whatever the fuck it is on your arm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, this Waffle House is becoming creepy right now.
Yeah, club's definitely letting out.
Yeah, the clubs are letting out.
Prius that pulled in 5 minutes ago, still nobody has gotten out.
Yeah, that's great. They're
probably doing the drunk collect themselves. All right, you ready?
Nah, she's fucking swallowing load right now. Oh, they're waiting for these guys. All right, well, that's the fucking podcast.
That's our cue.
It's a 40-minute boring podcast about tech.
And my waffles.
Waffles and my
sausage.
App.
Nobody got sausage today.
With
they're nice though, young.
John and Daryl.
Of 3SD Development.
Of 3SD. I love that you're fucking whipping your plugs
in. I'm like
a
NASCAR guy. I gotta get my plugs in.
Right. You'd have a patch on a hat if you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we're looking for October, maybe?
Yeah, hopefully for your Canadian tour.
Right.
Month-long Canadian tour. Have it out there.
We'll have the app out, and we'll be fucking good to go. So, podcast number 9 is ready to go. And
what did he say? Who does he have with him? A girl.
Is that Snooki?
This is what I love. This is why I don't drink alcohol. This is why I don't get it. I don't get getting that fucked up and then coming to a Waffle House. I just don't get it. I don't get being that fucking shit-faced where you're tripping and stuttering and fucking... Ugh. I mean, especially women, too. They dress up to the nines like they're going to a fucking gala.
Yeah.
Like 9-inch heels, and then you wind up at a Waffle House, you... whore. You know what I mean? It's like, just wear sneakers and fucking jeans. And just truck down your fucking Coronas and your fucking fruity drinks. Get shit-faced. Swallow a load in your fucking Prius. And go have your goddamn fucking waffles. Oh, you make me sick. Alright, we're getting the fuck out of here. This is getting creepy. So, guys, thanks for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
And then we'll do another one when the app comes out. This is probably one of the most mediocre podcasts I've ever done. I mean, you guys...
We're like, so glad we're a part of it.
Well, I'm glad you're a part of it, too. But as like far as content-wise, you guys really are lacking the it factor. So I'm glad you guys are behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's why we develop.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are developed. Yeah. I'm glad you're developers. You know what I mean? If you could see visually what Daryl looks like, it would be so much better.
It would make a whole lot more sense.
Oh, my God. He just looks like a fucking weird Dutchman. He really does. He looks like he hunts whales in the 16th century.
With a pipe.
Yeah, he should have a pipe, a wooden leg, and doing scrimshaw on a whale tooth.
Yeah, they call me Ishmael, don't they?
He's got little fucking rosy bald cheeks.
I got a baby face. I can't help it. I got baby fat still. I had a fat myself. I was fat.
How many fats did you have?
One. A good
one. Fat? How many did you have, John?
Oh, fucking, God, like 7.
You're on 7? Your 7th fat?
Yeah, fucking all the way back to, like, yeah, high school.
I'm on my 6th right now.
Well, you're fucking doing it in spectacular style. The waffle display was awesome.
I know. It was pretty good.
I think you used a whole bottle of the maple syrup.
Yeah, but you had chocolate chip waffles, and you folded them.
Yeah, I made pizza. I made burritos out of them.
Yeah, you made burritos out of waffles.
Yeah, they had chocolate chips in them.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to Walmart right now to get socks and underwear, so that's it. I'll fucking talk to you later. You have we got to end on a song. I always end my podcast on music.
I don't have my phone because it's charging.
Right, so just play a song, whatever song it is. Hurry up.
I'm going to look for one.
Just... All right, so that's it. We'll see you later. This is the fucking, you know what, dude? Podcast number 9. It's fucking over. Let it play a little bit. Don't fucking overproduce this shit. This is my podcast. And we're out.